season. I think it's fitting the league has expanded to 20 clubs, 3 based in Canada and 17 here in the United States. It marks the first season for expansion teams Orlando City SC and New York City FC, which is captained by veteran Spanish star David Villa. The 33-year-old Villa turned in a dazzling performance on Sunday when he scored a spectacular goal and set up New York City's second score in a 2-0 win over the visiting New England Revolution. It was New York City's first ever MLS victory. A crowd of more than 43,000 watched the match at Yankee Stadium, the home of the New York Yankees baseball club. NYCFC is sharing Yankee Stadium with the Pinstripe Baseball Players this season while they wait for their own home stadium to be built. Now, last week, a crowd of 62,000 packed the Citrus Bowl in Orlando, Florida, to watch Orlando City SC and New York City FC draw 1-1 in the first MLS match for both expansion clubs. New York City's first ever goal was scored by Norwegian-American midfielder Mix Diskerud.
It's hard to describe. I don't know if you've seen the goal, but yeah, when I score, it takes a second before I figure out, like, did this really happen? So I got like a little pause before I start celebrating, and there was a thousand things going through my mind right there and then. But yeah, I ran towards the little section where I saw our supporters, and I pointed at them and then pointed at the crest, and that was for them and everybody who's been a part of this New York CFC and group and development.
And speaking of development, New York City Football Club's development should be boosted at the end of the English Premier League season when Manchester City star Frank Lampard joins the club. New York City Football Club's sporting director is former U.S. national team captain Claudio Reyna.
It's only going to be positive, and he's going to add to a strong team, so we're looking forward to when he arrives. Teams from game to game are very flexible in terms of the lineups, but when you add someone like Frank to the field, off the field, his presence, his leadership, you know, I can only expect a really positive outcome, so we're looking forward to it. He'll be following the team and knows how we play and where he could fit in. Those discussions have been had, so it'll be seamless. You know, a player like him, similar to David, they've really been there and done that. So when they play it at the highest level, they train at the highest level. And those are the type of guys we're looking for to bring to the club. So for me, it'll be seamless, and I'll look forward to it.
That's Claudio Reyna, the sporting director of Major League Soccer's expansion, New York City Football Club.
Yeah, I'm out that Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy. Home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata. Still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from
Joining us once again on The Voice of America is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, action over the weekend in both the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup tournaments. Last 32 in both competitions. Let's begin with the Champions League, David. And how about the results?
Right, Sonny. Zesco and Zambia 1, Kaloum of Guinea 1, USM of Algeria 5, Guinea of Senegal 1, Hilal of Sudan 4, Big Bullets of Malawi 0, Cotton of Cameroon 0, Sanga Belendi of DR Congo 0, Cosmos Bafia of Cameroon 0, Esperance of Tunisia 1, El Merak of Sudan 2, Cabascor of Angola 0, Samassi Zakodi of Togo 0, CS Faxin of Tunisia 5, El Ulma of Algeria 0, Ashanti Kotoko of Ghana 0, Enyimba of Nigeria 1, Smuha of Egypt 0, Gormahia of Kenya 0, Leopards of Congo 1, APR of Rwanda 0, Al Ahly of Egypt 2, Rio Banjul of Gambia 1, Satif of Algeria, the defending champions, 1, Kaiser Chiefs of South Africa 0, Raja Casablanca of Morocco 1, Mamelodi Sundowns of South Africa 1, TP Mazembe of DR Congo 0, and Manga Sport of Gabon 1, Stade Malien of Mali 3. There will be one match played on the weekend of March 20 to 22. That's between Maghreb Tetouan of Morocco and Kano Pillars of Nigeria. As you said, Sonny, we're down to the last 32 stage. That means all the giants are involved, and certainly some of them made a big impression. But also a very big win for USM Alger against Bikini, 5-1. When you consider that the Algerians had a player sent off early in the second half, it's an even more credible performance. Al Hilal of Sudan, who didn't do particularly well in the preliminary round, they had a big win over Big Bullets of Malawi, 4-0. So I think we can pencil in Hilal for the last 16 draw. A surprise in Cameroon, Cotton, normally at least getting to the group stage, held at home by Belendi, 0-0. Esperance are always among the challengers, and the Tunisians, by winning 1-0 in Cameroon against Cosmos Bafia, are almost certain to reach the last 16. Another Sudanese side to do reasonably well were Merak of Khartoum. They had a 2-0 home victory. And a big, big win for Tunisians, Sfaxien, away to the Togolese side, Sakode. They won by 5-0. Although, interestingly, when I went into my record books, I discovered it is not a record. Tanzanian side, Young Africans, have won 6-0 in the Comores in a previous competition. Kotoko of Ghana, now there's a club who used to be one of the absolute giants of African football. They've fallen on harder times. They're also looking good for a place in the last 16. They went to Ulma of Algeria and forced a 0-0 draw. Disappointing result, really, for Enyimba of Nigeria, winning only 1-0 at home to Smuha of Egypt. I think the team from Aba in the southeast of the country would have been looking for a wider winning margin. But they had to settle for a single goal scored by Boomsong 10 minutes into the second half. Kenyan football, sadly, continues to struggle. And Gormahia of Nairobi, they look like they're on the way out after losing 1-0 at home to AC Leopards of Congo in Ganze, scoring 5 minutes into the second half. An impressive away win for Al Ahly of Egypt, the record 8-time African champions. A double from their veteran goal poacher, Emad Matib, in the second half, giving them a 2-0 win over APR. That's the Rwandan military club. The defending champions, Satif, they will be satisfied with their start. They travelled to Gambia in West Africa and came from behind to force a 1-1 draw. Mixed results for the South African sides. Kaiser Chiefs losing 1-0 at home to Raja Casablanca of Morocco in Durban. And they're in serious trouble, although the Chiefs coach, the Englishman Stuart Baxter, was saying that they can reverse the result in the second leg. I disagree. I believe Raja are sure to get through to the last 16. More intriguing is the fact that Sundowns have built a 1-0 home lead over TP Mazembe. So that tie still very delicately balanced. And it was the Zimbabwean Kama Biliat, 4 minutes from time, who scored the vital goal. Biliat in outstanding form recently for the Pretoria club. Stade Malien of Mali, they look certain also to get to the last 16 after winning 3-1 away to Manga Sport of Gabon. And then coming up this weekend, a really intriguing match between Tetuan of Morocco and Kano Pillars of Nigeria. Now, that match was also scheduled, Sonny, for the weekend that's just passed, but sadly an armed attack on the bus carrying Kano Pillars recently in Nigeria led to several of their players being injured and the postponement by 1 week of that tie. And the return matches will be played in April on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
David, who are the leading scorers at this stage in the CAF Champions League?
Two Nigerians, Sonny, share that honor with 3 goals each, although only one of them plays for a Nigerian club. He is Mohammed, who plays for Kano Pillars, and the other player is Osanguno, who plays for Raja Casablanca in Morocco, and he could well be a future star, a real predator's goal against Kaiser Chiefs. He slipped unmarked into the penalty area and nodded the ball past the goalkeeper of Kaiser Chiefs, aptly named Brilliant Kuzwayo. Normally, he is indeed brilliant, but on this occasion, the Nigerian very much on top in that one-on-one situation. So just 2 goal scorers leading the charts at the moment, Sonny, with 3 goals each.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. Finally, Nigeria will go against Ghana on Wednesday, and Senegal will host Mali on Thursday in semifinal matches at the African Under-20 Football Championship. Both games will be played in Senegal's capital, Dakar. By reaching the semifinals, all 4 African teams have qualified for the 2015 FIFA Under-20 World Cup, which kicks off in New Zealand at the end of May. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Joe DiCapua.
Why, thank you.